Megan Thee Stallion claims Tory Lanez offered her $1 million for her silence. Lizzo wants to move on from hurtful criticism of her music, and Bad Bunny ends 2022 as the year's top-grossing touring artist. It's Wednesday, December 14th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Megan Thee Stallion testified on Tuesday that Canadian rapper Tory Lanez offered her $1 million to say nothing about being shot, according to reports. Lanez, an Ontario native whose real name is Daystar Peterson, is on trial for assault with a firearm, carrying a loaded and unregistered firearm, and discharging a firearm with gross negligence. If convicted, Lanez, who lives in Florida, faces a sentence of up to 22 years and 8 months behind bars, as well as deportation. The 30-year-old has pleaded not guilty. On the second day of the trial, Megan told jurors that she got in an argument with Lanez while they were driving away from a party at Kylie Jenner's house in July 2020. Things got more heated when her then-friend Kelsey Harris, who had a crush on Lanez, learned the two rap stars had occasionally hooked up. Megan said she had asked to be left out of the vehicle, but quickly realized it wasn't a good idea to get out because she was wearing a thong bikini, and I look crazy if anybody sees me walking down the street like this, it's gonna be bad for me. Back inside the SUV, she and Lanez swapped insults about their music careers. Tory was basically telling me I wasn't shit, and I said, actually, you ain't shit. This is where you are in your career. This is where you are with your music. And that actually rubbed him the wrong way, she testified. He kept yelling and cursing. Megan asked to be let out of the vehicle, and as she began walking away, Lanez yelled, dance, bitch, and shot her in the feet. I'm in shock. I'm scared, she recalled. I hear the gun going off. I can't believe he's shooting at me. He was holding the gun, pointing it at me. Megan said she crawled to a nearby driveway and saw a lot of blood. With everyone in shock, they got back into the car and drove off, with Megan trying to stop the bleeding using towels. She testified that Lanez immediately begged her not to report the shooting. He's saying, please don't say anything. I'll give y'all $1 million. I can't go to jail. I already got caught with a gun before. When police pulled the vehicle over, Megan said she did not tell the officer she'd been shot because it was just the summer after the murder of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer. I felt like if I said this man just shot me, they might shoot first and ask questions later, she said in the court. I don't feel safe in the car. I don't feel safe with the police officers either. Megan said, in the black community, it's not really acceptable to be cooperating with police officers. Megan testified that following the incident, Lanez contacted her several times to apologize. I couldn't walk for a while, she told jurors. I still have nerve damage. I can't really feel the side of my left foot. The back of my feet are always sore. In June, Megan told Rolling Stone that she hopes what will happen to Lanez if he is convicted. I want him to go to jail, she said. I want him to go under the jail. I never put my hands on this man. I never did anything to him. There was an argument. People argue every day. Friends argue every day. Lanez has released 7 studio albums since 2016, including September's Sorry for What, and has collected 3 consecutive Juno Awards for Rap Recording of the Year. He also earned the Juno for R&B Soul Recording of the Year for a collaboration with Jesse Reyes and Tiny. The rapper was briefly detained by Miami Beach police in 2018 during a brawl outside a nightclub, was released at the scene without charges. In 2017, Lanez was charged with carrying a concealed weapon, possession of marijuana, and driving without a license after being pulled over by police in Miramar, Florida. The weapon charge was later dropped. Lizzo said on Tuesday she's tired of being asked about criticism that she makes music for white people. I don't want to answer no more questions about this shit, she said during an appearance on The Howard Stern Show. I want to show the world who I am. Lizzo admitted that it's very hurtful to accuse of not being black enough because I'm a black woman, and I feel like that really challenges my identity and who I am and diminishes that. The pop star said she makes funky, soulful, feel-good music, similar to a lot of black music that was made for black people in the 70s and the 80s. She added, my message is literally for everybody and anyone. I don't try to gatekeep my message from people. Lizzo said she wanted to address the criticism in a new streaming documentary because she feels like a lot of people truthfully don't get me. The About Damn Time singer will be the musical guest on this weekend's episode of Saturday Night Live, and it will be her third appearance. She hosted and performed on April 2022 and was the musical guest to a December 2019 episode. Bad Bunny has been crowned this year's top-grossing touring artist. The 28-year-old, whose real name is Benito Ocasio, ranked in a whopping $434.9 million US from 81 concerts in 2022, according to Billboard Box Score. In doing so, Bad Bunny broke a record Ed Sheeran has held since 2018 for the highest touring revenue in a calendar year. Sheeran grossed $434.4 million that year. Bad Bunny started 22 with an arena tour that included shows in Toronto and Montreal and grossed about $116.8 million. Then he performed in stadiums on the world's hottest tour, which had brought in another $314.1 million. There were also 3 standalone concerts in his native Puerto Rico this past summer. Since 2017, Bad Bunny has grossed roughly $500 million from live shows, making him the highest grossing Latin artist in box score history. Last week, it was reported that Sheeran sold more concert tickets than any other artist in 2022. A little more than 3 million tickets were sold for 52 shows on the Mathematics Tour, which ran from April 23rd to September 25th. Sheeran was the third highest grossing touring act of 2022 behind Bad Bunny and Elton John. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all the latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.